We're going to go into our scripture for today. We do have an assortment of them, all looking at our topics of sloth and diligence. And I'm going to be reading out of the NIV today, so there will be a few words that mismatch as you're looking at the words up on the screen, which are from the RSV. So the New International Version is what I'm reading from. The Revised Standard Version is what you have in the pew and is up on the screen. Here we have it. Proverbs 12:24 says, "Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor." Proverbs 13:4 says, "A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied." And Proverbs 10:26 says, "As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so are sluggards to those who send them." There's some real vividness in this, isn't there? This is kind of fun to read. Then we get into the gospel. Matthew 25:24-28 says, "Then the man who had received one bag of gold came. 'Master,' he said, 'I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.' His master replied, 'You wicked, lazy servant, you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put the money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. And lastly, 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul writes, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." We are continuing on in our series. Actually, we are ending our series today on the 7 deadly sins. And we finish with sloth. Finishing with sloth. And it's easy to think of sin. When we think of sin, generally speaking, we think of doing something that we shouldn't do. And that's probably true. And leaving the protective shell, leaving the boundaries, it's always thought in terms of an action. And today, for our last sermon, we are not talking about an action so much as we are talking about inaction. There are many sins of action sins, things that we do that we ought not do, but there are also things that are sin that involve not doing what it is that we are called to do. There are sins of omission, is what we call them. And so we're going to be talking about that. This is sloth. And of course, the corresponding virtue to sloth is diligence. Diligence. And you might call it the keeping the nose to the grindstone, continuing to obey the call of God on our lives. In thinking of it this way, we are blessed in order to be a blessing. And refusing to be a blessing to others is holding out on God. So if that's a way to help you think about sloth, we're going to dive into this and ask the question, what gets you moving? And we're looking at carrots and sticks. And do you know what I'm talking about when I talk about carrots and sticks, right? You know, some of us are really, really motivated by earning something. Some of us are really motivated by attempting to accomplish something. And that's what motivates us. And I think I confessed to you last week that I love the Olympics, right? Anybody else watch this week? Anybody else stay up way too late to watch? Okay, yeah, me, last night, right? And just seeing that final race of Michael Phelps and some of the other just amazing races. Mo Farha, how do you say that last name? Okay, you weren't paying attention either. But his first name was Mo, and really cool guy. He falls down in the middle of a race, and he's able to get up and win. I mean, really, at the Olympic level, how awesome is that? And these guys are out there to win, and those ladies are just pushing themselves to the brink of what is human capacity. They're the best of the best, and they are going for the gold, right? That's a very carrot mentality, trying to win, trying to get out in front. And then some of us are motivated by the sticks, right? Some of us are motivated by wanting to avoid punishment, right? And so if you... If you're really, really angry and you want to do something bad, right? Maybe you refrain from doing that bad thing because you know that you'll go to jail if you do. And maybe sometimes that's the only thing that keeps us in line. I hope that's not the only thing that keeps us in line, but sometimes it's a negative consequence that we want to avoid that gets us moving, or a negative consequence that we want to avoid that causes us to refrain. I like to eat. And not eating is not good in my world. Anybody else like to eat? I know we talked about gluttony the other week, and some of you are like, yeah, I like to eat. But... if you like to eat, you probably need to go to work, right? And sometimes that stick, that idea that, wow, if I don't go to work, I might not be able to have enough money for groceries, that gets us going. What is it that gets you moving? You know, those two ideas are there. And as we're looking at all, you know, really all aspects of sin and all aspects of virtue, we have this, right? We have this in the church. And we talked a little bit with the kids about leaving the confines. And when we leave the confines of all the sins that we've talked about this series over the last 7 weeks, we can recognize that there are going to be some consequences when we do that. And so we talk about the consequence of wrath. We talk about the consequence of pride and lust and so many of these other things. And it's not just, notice I use the word just, it's not just this idea or consequence of being separated from God and facing eternal consequences. There are here and now consequences. I look at our society, and I mentioned Milwaukee in the prayer this morning. And those of you who didn't look at the news this morning, there was a riot last night in Milwaukee. And I think as a society, we're going to have to sit down and begin talking with people who are different than we are. Begin to build relationships with people who are not like we are, and begin to break down these divides that have been put in place. Whether that's a racial divide, whether that's a gender divide, other kinds of divides. We as human beings are really good at dividing ourselves. We're very, very good at dividing ourselves, and we need to be bridge builders, not wall builders. We need to be people that are embracing this ethic of love. Sorry, that was a side note there, but one I think is worth going down in light of how we're at today. But there are consequences to our sins here and now. There are consequences to not loving, right now. And so the stick is a very, very real thing, even if it is a natural consequence. And we need to be aware of that. And also being self-aware. What motivates us? What gets us going? And my hope is that eventually it would be the proverbial carrot. It would be the love of God. The love of God and the love of others that causes us, that motivates us to speak and act. I hope that we can come to the point in our spiritual walks where it is pure love that motivates us, that gets us up and causes us to bridge those divides. So, diligence. Whatever it is. Now we might be talking about actual work. We might be talking about actual work, or as the kids are in school, we might be talking about the different ways that they have to perform. We might be talking about athletics, but within the scope of the church, I'm going to challenge you in your faith walk. What is the purpose of this work? What is the purpose of serving others? What is the purpose of devoting ourselves to God, of prayer and meditation? What is the purpose of studying Scripture on a daily basis? What is the purpose of loving one another? What is the purpose of praise? What is the purpose of this work and effort that we do? What is the purpose of that? And I would suggest to you that that purpose is to follow the commands that Jesus put out for us. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might. Love your neighbor as yourself. Because in these commandments, we establish the relationships that God is calling us to. Now, it can also be in our everyday work. It can also be in the work that we need to do in our community. And in those times, there is a need for rest. Last week, I think I talked about how I wasn't speaking about gluttony to the people who struggle with eating disorders. And this week, in sloth, I'm not talking to the people who idolize their jobs. Do you know someone who idolizes their job? Right? Somebody who just has to be at work and has to be at work. Their entire identity is around their work. And we are also commanded to rest. Sabbath and celebration. These are big deals in the Bible. And I want to give you that caveat there. As we are pursuing diligence in all phases of our life, in all aspects of our life, I want you to recognize that there is a need to set back and breathe. There is a need to come back to the quiet center that God calls us to. And that being said, purpose. I question you, do you know what you were created for? Do you know that? Is that a question that doesn't have a definitive answer in your mind? What were you created for? You specifically. What were you created for? What are you called to? What is God asking of you? You're probably not going to win any gold medals, at least none at the Olympics. You're probably not going to receive that level of earthly glory. And I don't know anybody here or even in town that's pursuing that level of earthly glory. And some of you are slowing down. And maybe your job is to be less doers now and to be more mentors. Maybe if your call is changing or you're not entirely sure what it is, it doesn't change the fact that we are called to pursue God, that we are called in all of this to run the race, to fight the good fight, to keep the faith. Would you pray with me? God, we pray to you this day that you would be our inspiration, that you would show us our purpose, that you would guide us. God, we pray to you this day because you are willing to hear our prayers. We pray to you that you would motivate us, that you would bring someone into our lives, that you would bring words that we could hear, that you would bring images that we could see of people that are pursuing the calling that you put into their lives, that are desiring holiness, and that are so diligent about it. God, we confess that there are times that we have given up. There are times when we have rested too long. There are times when we have put the brakes on. Forgive us. Forgive us for not following your call, for not listening, for not having the courage to respond, for not diving in faith. Forgive us and help us to grow in that love that you call each and every one of us to. Help us to hear what it is that you're calling us to as a church and as individuals. And all God's people said, amen.